Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Alzheimer's disease is a type of dementia that affects an estimated 5.7 million Americans. To talk about neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's disease is Dr. Stephen Carroll. He's the chair of the Department of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine and director of the Carroll A. Campbell Jr. Neuropathology Laboratory at MUSC. Dr. Carroll, what exactly are the neurodegenerative diseases?
Well, neurodegenerative diseases refers to a whole group of different diseases that share the common property of having a loss of neurons. Most common one would be Alzheimer's, but there are other conditions such as vascular dementia, there is diffuse Lewy body disease, and then there's a whole class of diseases that we group together as the frontotemporal dementias.
From a scientific standpoint, what is understood about dementia now, and then what do we need to better understand?
Well, we're actually understanding a lot more as time goes on. We know that there are probably multiple ways to get on the path to this disease. Abnormal inflammation in the brain is part of the answer to it. We also have the accumulation of abnormal proteins such as amyloid in the brain and tau within the neurons themselves that basically interfere with the neurons' function and ultimately lead to their death.
Tell us more about some of the scientific discovery that may provide a better understanding about dementia.
Well, one of the things that is actually very promising to me was some recent studies that have come out where they have looked at some of the patients who had dementia that had been vaccinated against the amyloid protein itself. A lot of these patients are just now dying, and autopsy examinations of their brains have been performed. And what we have found is even though they went ahead and developed Alzheimer's, the immunization did clear the amyloid out of their brain. Now, that, of course, doesn't do those patients any good, but it does point to the fact that it may be possible to actually give a vaccine against Alzheimer's disease prior to people developing that condition.
Is there a lot of research underway in that area?
Absolutely. There is many, many clinical trials going on with drugs that target different components of the biochemistry that goes abnormal in the brain. And this is one of those where we're going all hands on deck because this has such an impact on the country.
And what role is pathology playing in answering some of these questions?
It's actually a very important role. The fact of the matter is you still cannot definitively diagnose Alzheimer's without performing an autopsy examination. We don't have good tests that you can give to someone prior to their death that says, yes, this person is developing Alzheimer's versus developing a different kind of dementia. Where that becomes important is we have all these drugs going into clinical trials, and if you're treating a patient who has something other than Alzheimer's, it may look like the drug's not working. That's why there's a big push to develop what we call biomarkers that can be used to do tests very inexpensively in large populations of patients.
We've been talking about the prevalence and implications of dementia to patients, but what about the impact of dementia on caregivers?
That's actually what makes this such a dreadful disease. It doesn't just impact the patient, it really drains the family.
And more motivation to really try to get to the bottom of what's going on with this disease.
Absolutely.
Dr. Carroll, thanks for information about neurodegenerative diseases.
It's my pleasure.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.